Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. Sorry if I sound so excited. This is just a huge, huge show. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
What's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Start the whole Angry Fan moment.
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Hooray Universe. It's poppin'.
Uh-oh. So we got, everybody knows, that's all, we got Joe Budden calling in today. We're going to have him on in about 15 minutes. And we got Charlie Clips versus motherfucking Danny Myers that happened on this show. Man, we're spoiling y'all. Let me say that straight up. We're spoiling all you guys out there, everything. But we're going to get into this, man. Let's just get right into it. So we had Norbs. Shout out to Vlad TV. They put out a blog. Norbs was saying top five in URL against, or top four, excuse me, the four in URL against Slaughterhouse. 16-0.
Damn.
16-0. Royce, Crooked, Joel, Joe. 16-0. What do you guys
what
think?
What you got, Cavs?
We all know that that's not true, my nigga. Let's not even play games. Like, that was just something he said. I understand why he said it.
Right.
But that's not happening, D. Come on, man.
So that's battle rap blasphemy?
Definitely. By far. You can't even disrespect them like
this. But, yo, Caps, let me ask you, and Timbo, do they – all right. What would be the matchups, and who would be the favorite in the matchups?
Hollow and Button, I'm taking it, right?
Right.
Yeah, Hollow and Button.
Crooked and who?
I think you'd have Crooked and Loaded Luck. Got to have Crooked and Loaded Luck.
Mm. Who do you have for his five, Timbo?
Who do I have what?
Who do I have what?
Royce battling?
No. Who do Norbs pick for his five?
Oh, his four, he picks Hollow, Loaded Lux, Ill Will, and Charlie Clips.
Ill Will against
Yow.
It would happen to be right? Crooked and Lux or Joel?
Crooked and Lux. Yeah, I can see that. Crooked and Lux. That'd have to be.
Clips and Royce.
I think Clips and Joel would be better, though. I'm thinking now. Nah, Clips against Joel, my dude.
You have Detroit against Detroit? Ill Will versus Royce.
Woo! But what about Joel and Charlie Clips? I think that would be a comical.
I don't think that would be that bad of a matchup, Royce and Ill Will. Both them niggas unpredictable as fuck.
But Ill Will gonna bark at him, son.
So Royce be on that shit. You be hearing Royce? Royce be
you know what it is to me, Cap? It's the performance factor. That's gonna go with the battle rappers.
It wouldn't be the same, my nigga. Writing on the track isn't the same, you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean bar-wise and shit like that.
No, but I'm talking about performing the bars.
Them bar exams that Royce used to drop was crazy.
No, those are dope, but I'm saying, though, the performance aspect of spitting your bars and having that performance factor of a hitman or a T-Rock or somebody who's going to move the crowd and shit while they rhyming. They're just not up there spitting and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's going to the battle rappers. That's going to the battle rappers. You know what I mean? But
all right, but let me ask you a question. Do you think anybody has these? So you think all the battlers will win, period?
I'm going to say yeah.
What you think, Timbo? Nobody has a chance in Slaughterhouse, you would think?
I would say nobody. Well, Joey be the only one I would say, right? Joey.
I'm not going to lie. I got Crooked, man. Crooked is a wild dude, yo. Crooked is. Oh, man.
Wow.
I see Crooked outside.
Sharif. I'm gonna take Crooked over the preacher, man, over Sharif. You know what?
You said Crooked over Lux? I just
did that. He said Crooked over Lux, my G. Timbo, you about to get flamed right now. I'm not even going to look on Twitter.
Hey,
I know they're going
it.
Crazy
at
right
Tom
now.
Battle Raps on Twitter. At Tom Battle Raps. Bring it. Crooked Eye over Lux. What y'all got to say? Come on.
Yo, I mean, let's keep it real, though. Does Lux have that good of a performance? I just want to see how far off we are.
Yeah.
He does? Because I have Hitman performance.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But, yo, yeah. Yo, but you know what, though? The battle that I would like to see, I'm not even going to front if it was to happen. Y'all are sleeping on Charlie Clips and Joel Ortiz. Joel's a funny dude. And Clips is a funny
Joel's
dude. That would be on
dude.
Some comical shit. That would be
yeah.
on some comical shit, my dude. You know what I mean?
Plus, it's two, yeah, yeah, you're right. Two spitters that are funny.
Wow.
You're right.
Timbo. You got somebody on Twitter, my man, Tante Bo Douglas. He said, I got Crooked Eye over Loaded Lux as well. Damn, Tim.
Ooh,
you got to think about it. Lux don't got the same performance, so I would think that we're going by the bars.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, Crooked Eye ain't no fucking. But, yo, doesn't Crooked Eye come off in a disaster kind of flow? He just spitting rapidly?
Yeah.
You know, I did that fast flow.
But he says his shit. Like, man.
That battle right there, fellas, it would be hard to decipher in the room. That'd have to be on camera. You have to decipher everything they say in Crooked Eye and Loaded Lux I'm talking about. That would have to be on camera. That'd be one of the battles like, yo, I got to sit on the cam and really decipher.
It'll be wild replay. It'll be wild boss.
Wild boss.
Yo, my
shit
is bugging right now, yo. My
shit
is bugging. It said, yo, I got a shout out to Alfonso 17. He said, yo, Charlie Clips and Joel Ortiz are the same person. I don't know, man. I think that'd be a dope battle right there. I think
that'd be dope, Clips.
Wait. So he's saying Ill Will will definitely watch Royce.
Wow.
Royce is a monster, son.
I'm going with Ill Will, my dude. I don't know. You know what? I don't know because what if Ill Will is you're Ill Will, a young cat who just came in the game, and you're standing in front of a legend, Detroit legend like Royce. Like Charlie Clips set up
the
show.
Yeah, yo, I don't know, son. I fuck with Ill Will. Royce is a monster with the pen,
Royce
son.
Royce is a beast. And
but Ill Will got that monster performance, B, with them haymakers.
Yeah. He's going to beat Royce on a performance, I think, son.
Royce got to stand in front of them haymakers, my nigga. Because
Ill Will, you throw them bitches hard.
And we'll throw them bolos at niggas, like.
Yeah, son. I agree, Caps. He does. Real deal.
I'm kind of interested that Tay-Rock wasn't mentioned. You or no?
Wow. Real talk, right?
I agree.
I kind of thought Tay-Rock would have been up there the way they were saying in the interview and shit, to be honest with
you. That was more smack, though, co-signing Rock and Ill Will. But Ill Will, I mean.
True.
But to be fair now, Norbs did big up Ill Will. He put him in his starting four. I'm surprised Norbs didn't put B-Magic in there because I know he rolls with B-Magic heavy. You know what I mean? But, hey, it is what it is, you know?
Are those the top five period right now?
The four?
Those four?
That's a good question, Cass. That four is nasty, though.
Hollow
that
Clip,
four is
Ill Will and Lux.
That's a nasty
form. That is nasty.
So I guess we don't. Is it certified that Ill Will is one of the top right now? Fuck the bullshit. It gotta be, right? It gotta be at this point. If they threw him up there for a slaughterhouse, that's saying a lot right there.
Yeah, that is saying a lot though, right? Real nigga shit though.
And that's,
it is.
What up?
No, you're right. I agree totally. To throw Ill Will before all the veterans who've been 09, 010, 011, 2012, like, none of those other niggas got thrown in the box. They didn't put Verb in there. They didn't put Holla in there. They didn't put Hoffa. None of these niggas, Disaster. None of these brothers in there. They went straight to that four. So you're right. For him, for Norbs to stamp Ill Will like that, like,
he just saying a lot, man.
So basically, Norbs is saying Ill Will beat Tay-Rock. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. He said it'll beat everybody, I would think.
Yeah.
He has to be saying that.
That's
man, Ill Will gonna be a fucking legend in no time at this rate.
I agree, son. But, yeah, he's going to be a legend real soon, my dude. For real. know what I'm saying? But here's the question, though, fellas. Now we're talking about this. Do you think it's going to happen is the fucking million-dollar question. I don't think so, fellas. Talk to me.
It's not going to happen, Jay. It's not going to happen.
I don't mean to be Scrooge.
You're not, because I'm really thinking about, like, I don't know if that's going to happen, man. Why would they? I don't know. I don't really know what plans they have. You know what I'm saying? Is it just going to end with Joe or what?
You know what it is? I'm looking at this. Total Slaughter is like they came in the game in one day. I mean, we knew it was coming, but the tsunami wave hit yesterday, you know what I'm saying, when they just went on Twitter and it got announced that, yo, Buttons and Hollow, social media went crazy and shit.
Not to cut you off, bro. They put Ill Will over Surf.
Yo, for this particular battle, I would.
Okay.
You Surf fans, hold on. Let me explain myself why I said that. I'm just going off his last couple of battles. I understand Surf is y'all boy. I fucked with Surf, too. I'm the one who said I think he's the best in Jersey. But I'm going to put – I would take Ill Will if I'm going to go in that combat with the Slaughterhouse Brothers. I'll put Ill Will in there. And Joey probably don't come in and tell me, yo, you bugging. Why you fronting on my man Surf? But I'm not fronting him. I just put Ill Will in there. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's accurate. Right? I think that might be accurate right now, man.
But does it happen, though, Caps?
Huh?
Does it happen, though, my brother? Do you think these battles will happen?
No, they won't happen. Now, if they have another squad to put up against them, maybe that'll happen. I don't see them getting in the ring. I don't think that's the reason why they made the league.
Worse. I agree.
So they could battle.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's just speaking realistically. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good for the media, for us direct
right.
fans to talk about.
Right.
But I don't really
right.
see the purpose of that happening.
Mm. Would you like to see it, though? Because we've had discussions, though. All of us have discussions out here that, no, and I've been the one. I ain't going to lie. I'll be like, I don't want to see no industry niggas battling this shit. I didn't want to see Cassidy. I didn't want to see Pat Poose. I really didn't want to see Meek Mill.
I really did. I thought Cass, you know what I'm saying, still has some shit. Because he's technically part of it in a way.
Right. That's how he came up. And that's how he rhymes. That's what we know him from.
I kind of wanted to see him, but once that thing go down, it's like, I don't know if I want to see him now.
I just didn't like the fact that he took shots at battle rappers. Like, Cassidy, you might have been battling niggas in Philly. I get it, my nigga. But we didn't see nothing on Cam except Freeway. And ain't none of us really going back to that motherfucking battle to go crazy over that shit. That shit was a fucking snooze fest to me. I'm sorry. I never thought that battle was dope and shit. I mean, you know, Freeway.
Yeah.
Turn the beat on. I mean,
turn
get the fuck out
on,
of here, Freeway.
Turn the beat on.
And he already, you know what's pretty? He was already spitting written shit.
Yeah, so I ain't trying to hear that shit, sorry. So I guess we all agree it's not going down. We like to see it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said right here, Tony T1 said, I think Chilla Jones would battle Royce the 5'9". I guess not. My brothers ain't feeling
ball
that.
Ball-wise, Royce is a monster. I just think that niggas be sleeping on Royce, man. Not y'all, but Royce is a monster, too.
Royce is
man.
Nice, B. Royce is real nice, man.
No, but Chilla's nice, too. I mean, Ill Will or Chilla if it comes down to it.
You know, I'm going Ill Will. I'm going Ill Will. I know Chilla got bars, and I'm always say this about Chilla Jones. I will always say this on every fans radio show. If we all took a chance, me, you, and Timbo, and we sat there actually read what Chilla Jones be writing, my nigga, just his pen game I'm talking about. He be writing some wild-ass shit.
Oh, he's one of the top by far in the Euro. He's one of the top by far in battle rap.
Yeah, Chilla got bars, man. I ain't even front on Chilla. The
bars
aspect of him.
Daylight's
a monster, too. Quill.
Daylight's a monster, too. I won't lie. Daylight's a monster.
The monster?
But is he ready for that, though?
He say he ready for Lux. I think Daylight, you know what? I think Daylight will be one of those cats that will not get starstruck standing in front of any of these niggas. He's that dude that I think Daylight would take it and be like, yo, he don't give a fuck if it's Slaughterhouse or industry nigga on the stage. He's going to try to, you know what I'm saying, do what he do. I think some niggas might get the starstruck shit in them. You know what I'm saying? He's standing in front of a nigga that's, okay, you know, Because let's be real, the industry niggas, the hip-hop industry look down on these niggas. Not all of them, but the majority of them do.
Yeah, they do.
They look, you know what I'm saying?
True.
But for the most part, yo, is it because of the music or because of the battle rap?
I think it's both, Caps. I think the battle rap, because, let's be real, and you industry niggas knocking the fuck off, you wish you had motherfucking bars like that. But anyway, that's another story. But I think because of the bars, and they don't make songs like these niggas will make, you know what I'm saying, radio-friendly joints and shit. But you know what I'm saying? There's a perception that battle rappers can't make good music. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with you, Caps. I agree with Caps about Royce the 5'9". That motherfucker was rhyming with Eminem. Don't ever get it fucked up out here. Royce got bars. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Bad meets evil. He stood toe-to-toe with Eminem and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely did, B. He definitely did.
Niggas can't front on Royce. I ain't going to do that.
Yo, that Bar Exam 2 and Bar Exam 3? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Crazy.
But you know what?
Hold on. I think we got guest of the night here.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Joe Budden.
Yeah. Y'all got me sitting here talking to myself and shit.
Joe Beezy, what's good?
Yo, what's good, man?
How you gentlemen feeling?
Doing good,
hey,
my
Joe. What's good with you, bro?
Everything is good, man. You guys got a good show. Like I said, I listened to the last one. It was real good.
Oh, I appreciate it. We appreciate that, Joey.
Street Letter Man.
What's good, my G?
Let's kick it.
Let's kick it, man. Street Letter Man. What's popping, Joey?
How you feeling? What's poppin'?
I'm doing good, brother. So what made you decide I'm going to step in the fucking... I know you've been watching on the low. You know, you roll with Sue Surf and shit. But what made you decide, all right, this is time, I'm ready, and it's going to be hollow?
Mm. Good question. I don't watch on a low. Like I'm a supporter of the culture. You know, Surf is my man. You know, I'm good friends with a lot of the badlers. So I think I speak for a lot of mainstream cats when I say that, you know, we all watch. It's not just me. Like I had, you know, Fab
at Harlem, man, knock it off, man.
I had fucking my dogs and shit, my bad. Fab called me to ask me my opinion on the Lux Hollow battle. I spoke in the Puff about this shit. Like it's a growing culture. So for me, it's really not about Hollow. It's about doing, you know, just being a student of the game and doing everything that I can do to add to the culture, to bring some visibility that maybe was not there. Prior to bring some awareness that maybe was not there prior to, number one. Number two, what other guys going to do it? Bro, they all going to take the scapegoat like Cassidy just took in his interview.
Holler.
That's true.
Like Cassidy is saying he wouldn't do it because he feels like it would be a step backward. That's bullshit, and you have to be able to recognize bullshit when you see it.
Yeah.
Cassidy's not getting paid Loaded Lux money right now from anywhere. So why would you not do it? I mean, I'm just talking logic. This is no offense to Cassidy. Right. No disrespect to him and his ability. But you're not getting 50 grand from anywhere today. So why would you not take advantage of your ability in a culture that applauds lyricists? Like, why would a J.R. Ryder not want to do this? Why would a Fred the Godson not want to do this? You know, I can name plenty of people that maybe got gobbled up in the mainstream machine of labels and politics.
Right.
That thanks to Smack and Norv and UW and fucking King of the Dot and all the leagues that have been here before Total Slaughter have now opened up an avenue for.
Dope. Hey, Joey, is Total Slaughter going to deadass bring it to the next level?
When you say next level, I mean, I can't really speak about that or what Total Slaughter will do because, you know, I can tell you that they've invested a lot of money into this event.
Okay.
So this will be as far as looking at it, like stage wise,
mm-hmm.
like you're talking about, it's probably about $1 million in production here.
Damn.
Wow. So I can't say that. I can't speak about the next level because I have so much respect for all the other leagues.
So
when you add the name Shady and you add the name Eminem, your resources grow.
Yes,
I'm certain that Smack would have loved to have. I've spoken to Smack. Smack is my nigga. Let's just get that out the way. Smack,
right.
Smack would have loved to book me and Hollow. But when I told him what the financial amount that I would need, it was a lot.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Joe. Mm. Joe, this is Timbo here, man. I got a quick question. How long was this in the works, you and Hollow? Because the first that we saw it was at the Total Slaughter with you and him at the face-off.
Which was
have
a joke.
You... Okay. So it was after
which was nothing
this...
but a joke.
Okay. Were the fans press it when it went pretty much viral right after that? I mean, I was one of them, man. I was going crazy. I was like, yo, Joe's one of my favorite sitters. And
right.
I mean, Hollow's one of the best. So this is something I want to see.
I know. For me, that was a joke. I wanted to do it just to kind of fuck with the fans, number one. And number two, because I like Hollow. Like, Hollow is, like, a real likable guy. He's a great – I fuck with him. Like, that's my nigga. So we did that, and the reaction from the picture was – it was large. There was a big demand for it. So initially, you know, my first reaction was, I'm not fucking battling this kid. Like, what are we saying? I got an album I'm working on. I got Morgan on a Slaughterhouse album. I'm trying to put a mixtape out. I've got a Slaughterhouse mixtape I'm putting out. Love Hip Hop is shooting. Like, where's the time to do it? Where's the time for me to battle him? I would like for the playing field to be even. But the same way that he's a battle rapper for a living. And he's a great one at that. I don't, listen, don't get it fucked up. I don't sleep at all. Like, he's great. So he's somewhere in a house able to write all day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not unable to do that. So that was my initial reaction.
Okay.
And then as things started to, yo.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then as things started to progress, like, a window opened.
Mm-hmm.
A window opened, and I thought to myself, I think I could. It's always been on my bucket list to do it. Because, you know, I came up as a battle rapper. I got my record deal as a battle rapper. So it's always been on my bucket list to get on stage and do it. You know, just like the adrenaline rush from getting on a roller coaster. You know, and I'm not the only artist that feels that way. I mean, we just saw Ab Soul tweet earlier that he would love to do the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would encourage him to do it.
Mm.
I would encourage him to do so. We got to start getting rid of the fear of what would happen when you get on stage, the fear of your image being tainted. Like, I feel like it's perfect for me because my image has always been, I don't really give a fuck about my image.
And so we said that early this week when we talked about it. We said that, yo, Joe Budden's already put his life on music and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's going to get embarrassed if Hollow says a lot of personals at you. I can't see you getting rattled.
No. Let me tell you something. I got blue blood. It's ice in my veins. There's absolutely nothing anybody can say that will rattle me. In my humble opinion, and this is only my opinion, the second he does that, he loses.
Mm. I was gonna say with the personals because it's already been out. You think it'll be an easy road?
I think. I would have to take some points away from Hollow if he did that because it's a very novice route to take.
Okay.
Like, my 14-year-old son would think to do that. You know, let me talk about him getting punched in the face. Let me talk about him proposing. Let me talk about, you know, I can tell you everything that he would talk about in that instance. Let me talk about Pump It Up. Let me talk about Caitlyn. Let me talk about everything that's been broadcast because I lived my life in the public for over a decade. That would backfire because the fact that I've lived my life in the public for over a decade means I've been successful for that long, and you have not. So now I can grown man you for three rounds.
You going to Lux route? You going to Loaded Lux Sharif route?
Joey? No. See, that was a different route to me.
Okay.
That was a different route to me. That was more, of, you know, Lux with Calico and Hollow, I think he had a similar approach of just attacking character defects.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, I can't give away too much of
right,
what definitely. I'm thinking.
Right.
But I could care less about Hollow's character defects. You know, you on lean, and I pop pills and get angel dust for a long time. So, I mean, it's kind of an even playing field. I could screw
right.
you in that area if we can't talk drugs. But I don't care about that.
True. Hey, Joey, are you worried about performance? Because it's a factor nowadays. What do you feel about that?
Well, listen, I wouldn't even entertain the idea of this battle if I didn't. You know, I'm a Virgo. I always try to be ahead of the play. I've already mapped out every possible variable in this battle, so I'm worried about it all, personally.
Wow.
When you talk about an MC as seasoned as Hollow, he's great in every area. He's great at freestyling. He's great at rebuttals. He's great at performance. He's great at jokes. He's great at personals, and he has bars. He has schemes. He has punches. There's not anything that he cannot do. So you have to factor these things in. It has to be a concern.
So the game changed so much now that that's what it is. Before it wasn't about performance. Like, we all know your metaphors and your bars are going to be there, but nowadays with so many fans, it's beyond that. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny about that? And I got a good chuckle when I listened to you guys' last podcast. What's funny about that, shout out to the girl, Sarah Connor. I don't think she is as familiar with me lyrically as some other people are. So the funny thing about this is I'm the underdog, which I expected.
Yep,
and
you are, Joey.
Love it.
You are, Joey.
Oh, my God.
You are the underdog, homie.
My dick gets hard every time I fucking think about being an underdog. Because I'm not often the underdog, so this is wonderful. But
yeah,
there are some people that really don't know about my penmanship. And they are going to find out.
Nah, Joey, we know about you. But Prodigy, how Prodigy going to acknowledge me when the nigga big as an apostrophe?
Well, that's you guys, you know. I listened for 5 minutes and can tell you guys were a tad bit more savvy than the casual listener. But there are some other people that aren't very familiar. I don't think the Sarah Connor girl was very familiar with my background.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't say that to knock her. I'm not trying to knock anyone.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Okay. Now, Joe, do you prepare? Are you preparing differently than you are when you write songs? I mean, because I listen to your music. And I could tell those metaphors, if you were to spit those bars on a stage, they would hit hard. I'm going to be straight. As far as your
they
bars.
They would kill.
Yeah.
Listen, the funny thing is, today I watch these battle rappers. I've seen at least 20 of my bars that I spit 8 years ago spit today. And with huge applause. And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. That was a big concern of mine, the audience. Because, like, you can go over these guys' heads very easily. Like, the things that they catch and they don't catch, I don't think 70% of the genre understands anything that Lux says.
Live.
And that's just me being honest.
Like
when the nigga Lux said, when he started his round and said, fucking, just when we thought Hollows had points to their rounds, I fell on the floor. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Nobody moved in the crowd, and I was there. I was present at that battle. Nobody cared about that. That's a big concern of mine. That really Hollow, the audience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I've never dumped down my entire career, and I don't intend to do it now. So.
Joey, this is Three Letter Man again. And somebody asked me to ask you on Twitter, which I think is a good question. What do you think about cannabis? Did he make it hard for niggas like you that love the culture like that, where the average battle rap fan is probably looking at you like, dog, man, come on. You might pull a cannabis or pull a notebook. I don't think you are. I'm just saying.
Apples,
you know, cannabis.
Apples and oranges.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, those are two totally separate things. I just finished having this conversation on Twitter with Norbs. Cannabis was washed before he took that battle.
Yeah. It's true.
Cannabis was washed for quite some time when he took that battle. So his name, him battling Disaster, that was more for he added some name value, and that battle does have over 1 million views because of Cannabis and his fucking, you know, notebook, that whole bullshit. But I don't think anybody can pull up any Joe Budden verse and accuse me of being washed. I don't think that that would just be a lie.
That's it.
After this battle, what's next, man? You, if it goes the way you plan, and I mean, let's be real, you would be the first industry cat to come and prove that it's done and it can be done. Would you continue?
Mm. Well, when you say continue,
that would be
difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be, you know, because after this battle, you know, I'm full steam ahead with album promotion, and you know, it's back to the regular business of Joe Budden. If a time period opened, like a window opens, like it did this time, I would be open to doing this once a year if it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The opponent would have to make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just bad at anybody. I don't think all these niggas are nice like that, personally.
Talk about it.
I mean, that's just being real. I really don't think that a lot of these niggas is as great as people think they are. I don't. That's just me. And what I've noticed happening is, and this is, you know, exactly what I didn't want to happen, because of this Total Slaughter shit and me and Hollow, like, I thought that it would, like, bring some attention to the culture. I thought that would be a great thing. I didn't take into play that so many people would feel threatened by it and start to react to that.
Leagues-wise, you mean?
What'd you say?
Do you mean leagues-wise, not being receptive, or fans, you mean?
League-wise, I've seen some comments from some battle rappers that was like, whoa, like, where's that from? You know, our sentiment, you know, we just want to add. We just want to add to. We don't want to take away from anything. You know, and if we can't add, then it won't be done. But I think what's being done is very different. Like, what I always said for years is, you know, we get to see these guys battle, but we don't know anything about them personally. We don't know how they prepare. We don't know anything. So to see these eight rappers or 10 rappers in a house having to correspond with one another and battle just out the clear blue sky, that was amazing to me.
Yeah.
Like, just to see.
Hmm.
And I think when the fans see it, they'll have an appreciation for it the same way that I did as a fan. Like, So what they're doing is a little different, and I applaud them for it.
Joe, this is Angry Fan. Do you think it's harder to make a music or a battle rapper, from your perspective, being an artist?
I got a great respect for both. Everybody can't do what Harlow and Lux do, and everybody can't do what Drake does. They're very different. Very different approaches, very different workloads. I mean, both contain rapping, but very different. So, and I wouldn't want any of the mainstream acts to sleep on what it takes to get on that stage and the amount of preparation and skill and concentration that it takes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, and that too is what's happening now. Like, because it's Hollow versus Joe, it's taken on kind of its own identity as battle rappers versus mainstream rappers.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I think is a tad bit corny.
Nah, Joey, let me tell you why. I mean to cut you off right there, brother. Steal another man. Let me tell you what it is. I think the battle rappers, they think the mainstream, the hip-hop industry itself looks down on these niggas, my G. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, y'all don't, not you per se, But a lot of your peers look down on these niggas like, man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Go, you street corner rappers. That's how they look at them, my nigga. I don't know if you agree with that, some of your peers, but I think that's how it's perceived.
Well, let me respond to that.
All right.
We all were street corner rappers at some point.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. Me, the Jay, anybody that you name, we all were street corner rappers at one point. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, that's, and I'm not speaking from the standpoint of someone that feels that way, but that's not perception. That's people taking tangible evidence and surmising something. That's people listening to, I'll just make up a name, MC fucking Double Dutch is bad. That's me listening to his mixtape and hearing it sound like pure shit.
Yeah.
So now you put a beat behind some of these guys and they get lost. They have no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have no idea. You know, they never drove around the fucking country putting posters up, giving tapes out for free. Fucking, you know, the grind and the hustle that goes into actually becoming successful as an artist, you know, is a little different. And niggas only feel like that because we haven't seen it done. The same way the battle rappers feel like Holla was going to fucking destroy me because they've never seen me in that. They've never seen me in that field.
Yeah.
So you can't it can't be a double standard. You can't knock a person for it and then do the same exact thing.
Yeah. Is there a formula to it then? You know, you have these industry rappers that have come up from battling and been able to make that transition to music. But now it seems like these battle rappers get stuck. They get comfortable in battle rap. They don't write to beat. They write like they're writing to someone and everything like that. Do you feel that there's a formula then? There's a transition period that has to happen?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the odd thing about that is everyone's formula is unique to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know when I got... You know, when I got my deal, I had never written a song before in my entire life. Like, all I ever did was battle. All I ever did was have 500 bars ready for a nigga's head and drive around Jersey and hop out in various projects and look for niggas to battle. So when I got my deal, it was like a song, a hook, like, how long does the verse have to be? Like, all right, this is my song. How do I know if people like it? Like, what am I doing with this? Like, there definitely was a whole learning period for me, which was, you know, I was fortunate enough to have the Clue tapes as my fucking experimental.
Yes, sir.
My experimental fucking project.
Right.
But I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't know nothing about no fucking song, label, radio. Like, it's a whole nother world. Like, then you get into politics and, you know, that becomes its own thing. But it's definitely a formula. Definitely.
Okay. Joey, you have a top five in battle rap that you fuck with? Like, who do you listen to? And like, okay, that dude got spins of fire right there. Besides Surf.
Well, you know, who says this?
I know that's your man, Joe. I know that's your man, son.
No, listen, I'm honest. I'm honest. Right. Like, I speak objectively.
Right.
Like, there's no bias when I talk.
Right.
Like,
that's what's up.
Surf was my top three until that conceded battle. I hated that performance by him. I don't say anything behind somebody's back. I don't say to their face.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I was able to look at it a little differently because I know all that he was working on, you know, outside of battle rap. Like, he had just put a mixtape out. He had just prepped his life away to beat Hollow. Like, he was doing a lot. So I know that he wasn't really looking at conceited the way he was supposed to. Like, he was with me the whole time. That's how I know. So when I saw it was like, but he really wasn't all conceited. He was prepping for something bigger than that. So I applaud him.
Okay. So in your eyes, he actually did somewhat good considering all that he was doing outside of battle rap?
He did amazing considering all he had going on outside of battle rap. Conceited and Clips. Was it Clips?
Yeah, it was Charlie. Charlie won that battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like those two performances because of all that he had going on.
And Calico, Joe.
Calico.
Yeah, Calico.
No. I'm not rolling. That's where the buck stops.
Joe didn't see that battle. Joe didn't see that battle. It's all right.
No, I did see that battle. I was front row at that battle.
Yeah, he's in the building. You icing shit.
Wait. Let's discuss this. Why do y'all feel like Calico won?
I go first, fellas. I just didn't like Surf the stalling. He was like, I understand. You know, and to me, Jersey took an L that night, Joe. I'm sorry to say that. Old Red didn't show up against Hitman.
That was really disappointing.
Yeah.
I bet on Old Red in that battle, too.
Hitman 2-1. You know what I'm saying?
No, Hitman 2-1.
I thought Old Red was going to win that. I ain't going to lie.
No, I'm saying Cap.
I bet on Old Red.
Oh, you bet on Old Red. Nah.
Hitman fucking lost money, man. But anyway.
I just thought Cap. It was too much stalling in that battle, and I didn't get that Surf, because I won't lie, man. Surf, and I said this numerous times on the show, that, yo, he stands in front of killers. I give Sun that, though, man. He battles top-notch cats. He want to play basketball. He's trying to play against the best niggas in the league. He don't really go for the scrub niggas. But I just thought Cal was barking on him, and I guess I'm going more performance. I didn't like Surf too much in that battle, my G.
I ain't know, man.
I thought that Surf outbarred Calico. I thought his performance was parallel to Calico.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the people that say that Calico won will say that because his third round was longer, but there was a lot of filler in the third round. So I do understand why people say he won, but I don't give Calico that battle.
Okay.
If anything, I say Surf won the first two rounds and lost the last one.
Okay.
Joey,
I didn't even have to play a top five. You know, I respect all of these niggas. So, I mean, if I had to name a top five, I don't know, man. Right?
Okay, let's do an association. I got you right now. Danny Myers, what do you think about him?
He goes.
Okay.
No, Danny Myers, he goes. I think that once he gets the right opportunities, you know, niggas will fuck with him the way they're fucking with you. I like these new niggas. I like Danny Myers. Not to say he's new, but you know what I mean. Danny Myers, fucking, I love KG the Poet.
Wow.
He's tough to beat. I would probably put him against a lot of people.
Wow. Damn, big praise.
And be happy with him.
Him and Myers got busy.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I saw it. That's why I keep telling niggas, man, like, I'm not one of these fly-by-night niggas. Like, I'm a culture guy. Like, I am a fucking, if you can rap, and if you can rap, I'm listening.
Mm.
Like, it don't matter what you've earned or your accolades. I'm like a student of this shit.
Mm.
So there's not many names you can throw at me that I haven't seen. Like, I'm clicking on all of it.
Daylight.
One of my favorites.
Daylight?
One of my favorites.
Wow.
Yep, one of my favorites. Mm. I think that people will not give Daylight the credit that he deserves because of the gimmicks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
because
me.
He's become gimmick heavy, but I understand why he does it. You know, what do you mean why? His audience has broadened every time he does one.
It's
true.
So he's doing it to gain. It was like me with Pump It Up, you know.
Mm.
You got you put Pump It Up out there. You hope that people buy your album and get some substance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, now that I have you here, let me tell you who I am.
Yeah.
So Daylight, I look at the gimmicks that way, but. Are any one of you about to say that Daylight don't have bars? You'd be a fool.
He has bars, definitely.
True.
You'd be a fool to say Daylight don't have bars. He's fucking great.
Mm.
Performance, he's top three schemers.
Mm.
Like, what do you say bad about that? I don't know. I don't let that gimmick shit blind me. I hate it, too. He put that Paul Walker song out, I fucking threw up in my mouth. I hated that fucking Paul Walker shit. But I do understand it. So who else we got?
Ill Will?
Mm.
Which Ill Will?
Ill Will from Detroit.
No. I know exactly who we're talking about.
Oh.
What you mean, Joey? What you trying to say, son?
Come on, dog.
Nah, Joey, what you trying to say, fam?
The Ill Will that I saw versus K-Shine, that's not the same Ill Will I saw.
Nah, he didn't battle K-Shine, though.
You mean Tay Rock?
Are you talking about Young Ill?
Oh,
Ill,
you're thinking
about. Okay.
You're talking
about
Young Ill.
Ill Will.
He won the first UFF of BET.
Ill
Will from Pontiac.
Okay. No, I fuck with him. I wouldn't say I'm familiar enough with him to really give an all-out diagnosis report, but from what I've seen, I enjoy it.
Joe, what about B Magic? Let's go with B Magic real quick.
No, B Magic is tough. B Magic will out lyric anybody.
Uh-huh.
He'll out lyric anybody, but I think Daylight won that battle with B Magic.
What?
Joey,
really?
Daylight over B Magic?
I think he edged it out, B. I do. Listen, I'm totally fine with agreeing to disagree.
No, it's cool.
Like, I don't get mad about that. But
right.
I was there for it. I mean, okay. Wait. Let me preface this by saying,
okay,
I'm totally aware that the sentiment in the building live and the sentiment watching from your computer screen may be different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm aware of that. So let me preface by saying, in the building, we felt like Daylight won.
Mm.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. But I love B-Magic. Love him. He's great.
Yeah.
That's why it would be so tough for me to name a top five. I don't think I could ever do a top five. Lux is amazing.
Mm.
Hollow is amazing. Ill Will is fucking amazing. B-Magic is amazing. Daylight is amazing. Disaster, even though I'm going to beat him up when I see him, he's amazing. Fucking Surf is fucking great. Fucking Hitman Holla has had amazing performances. I've seen top three performances from A-Verb. Like, Big T is probably in my top three. Like, I couldn't do it. Not Big T that I saw versus Big Cannon. He might have slept on him. But,
yeah.
Like, I couldn't. It depends on the fucking what day it is.
I think I saw on Twitter you said you like JC.
Yeah, you always think of JC.
I'm a big. Listen, that might be my favorite battle of all time, him and Chill Jones.
That's
great also, Chill Jones, by the way. That really might be my favorite. That's definitely my favorite battle of all time. Definitely.
Who'd you have won that battle?
Oh, I couldn't say.
Too close.
Hip-hop won.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, it's a shame that more people have not seen that battle.
Yeah, it's true. Yo, Joe, I keep telling people they underestimate Crooked Eye. Now, I had the privilege of interviewing and talking to Crooked Eye, and this guy, I mean, he's a different beast. So I was saying earlier, you put Lux versus Crooked, I have Crooked Eye winning this battle. Who would you want to see him battle if he came back?
It would have to be Lux, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I be saying to niggas, man? Like, you know, it's a different ball game when you are just giving your opinion on an artist than when you have to actually rap with them. Like, when you got to rap with these niggas, you going to give them the fucking, their just due credit and acknowledge their fucking greatness. Like, I just fucking, like you said, I had to fucking tell Norbs. I watched that little shit that him and Adi Boom Boom did. and that was, like, blasphemous to me. Uh-huh. There's not one rapper, Lux included, that can step within a mile of Crooked Eye. I'll take it further than that. You can't name me five rappers on the planet that are better than Crooked Eye. At rapping. Just rapping.
Yeah.
Just bars. You can't. Mm. It cannot be done. I've tried to do it myself. Like, and I'm not saying this because he's in my group. Trust me. Trust me, I'm not. But I watch him. Like, he's a robot. He's a machine. He doesn't write, and he will give you 300 bars at the drop of a dime in all of 20 minutes.
But Joey, what do you say to the people that say that y'all as industry brothers are coming into their arena, so they have the advantage? You would agree with that, right?
No.
Nah. Why would I agree with that? Basketball court, Joey.
Again, I think I touched on this earlier. Because you've never seen somebody do it,
right?
That doesn't give them the advantage. You don't know what Crooked Eye is doing at home in his bathroom.
Right.
You don't know what he's doing in Long Beach 7 days a week. Like, you don't know what he's doing.
Mm.
So why would I say you be stepping into that arena? Like, we told him out, and this is why Me versus Hollow is just, like, really interesting.
Mm.
Because as amazing as Hollow is, these two things are facts. Hollow cannot rap better than me, and he will never have better bars than me. And 10 out of 10 times. The fact that anybody in the universe could possibly think otherwise is a disgrace to hip-hop.
Wow.
That's the content I was talking about. He's
spitting bars right now. This nigga Joey spitting bars.
Listen. And again, this is objective shit. Y'all already heard me speak about how my opinion of Hollow. I speak very highly of it.
Right.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm even doing this with him tells you how I feel about him.
Yeah. It says a lot.
Because I would either do it with him or I'd do it with Lux. And that's probably where my list would stop at the moment. So all praise due to Hollow. But those two things will be true any day of the week, any year.
Mm.
Whoever disagrees is not familiar enough with me.
Now, Joey, I'm getting beat up on Twitter right now if I'm asking you this question. They want to know how many rounds and what's the time limit of this. The people going crazy right now.
They killing me right now, too, man.
Yeah, they going crazy over that, Joey.
You know what's funny about that? I don't fucking know. I know there's three rounds.
Okay.
Well, I think there's three rounds. And you know what?
Three rounds, Joey. Come on.
Yeah, we got to have three, Joey.
I'm right.
We need them three.
I'm preparing for a three-round battle.
3 minutes? Can we get 3 minutes? 3 minutes, 3 rounds?
You know what's – and, again, I don't know, so don't quote me on this.
Right.
I heard the other day that it might be five-minute rounds.
That sounded
ridiculous to me because the average round is about 3 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes of rapping, three rounds? That's a lot of fucking rap. So I don't think that'll happen, but – I would urge, if they said 2 minutes, me and Hollow would try to make it 3 minutes.
We just
want to put on the best show.
Mm. Yeah, us fans really want to, we really appreciate that. There's a lot of 2 minute rounds going around now, man. Let's get
talk about it.
I don't know why. I went from 3 minutes to 2 minutes to like a minute 50. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. But, you know, I just know that whatever ends up happening, and I've spoken to Hollow, him and I would both try our very best to do this the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, who do you have, Lux versus Mook? I mean, that's on the same day. Who do you have that battle, the rematch?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
I can't, because then it just, you know, that just looks like I got something. But I got a bet on that battle. I got a bet on that battle, too. But to speak about it, I hated Solomon and Mook.
Yes, right. Yeah. Snooze Fest. Oh, my God.
Snooze Fest. I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Oh, man.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't.
Oh,
Mook won.
Yeah. It's not something you're going to go to all the time and watch a battle, but like, let me watch this battle again. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know the part that people forget, Mook and Solomon were the main event that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think when Lux kind of had the best round in battle rap history, in his third round versus Calico, and mm-hmm. then, you know, it's who's going to follow that up?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm. That's... Hey, Jay, no, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you mess with Queen of the Ring?
With Queen of the Ring? Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, the female battlers?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on some of them?
Them bitches got bars, too. them bitches got bars. Wait, hold on.
Joey.
Yeah.
I know, just to go off subject a little bit, man, both of us are Knicks fans, my brother. What are we doing with Melo, man? Is he bouncing, you think, or what, man?
Well, by process, Chicago. By process of elimination, Chicago can't sign him. The Clippers can't sign him. Houston scares me because they would find the money to sign him.
Mm.
And, you know, Houston scares me. But outside of that, you know, with Phil coming to New York.
Talk about
if,
it.
If Steve Kerr gets the job, I'd be
no,
really excited
about it. No, we don't
want
Steve Kerr, Joey. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Shit.
Why? Joey, he just bringing him here for the triangle offense, my G. Fuck out of here. Steve Kerr's an executive. What you did in Phoenix was cool, my dude. This
whoa,
is
whoa,
coaching
whoa.
New York City we talking about, Joey.
Whoa, okay. Let me directly respond to that. Steve Kerr is the person that was an advocate for fixing all of D'Antoni's mistakes in Phoenix, number one, which is why they had that clash. So he's not just an executive. He's a basketball mind. Some people are executives and they can't coach. But I think Jeff Hornacek just proved that.
Yeah,
and
we're talking Phoenix.
And Mark Jackson. I mean, I could go on and on with the basketball minds that have done amazing. I hated Doc Rivers as a player. He's one of my favorite coaches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what we should wait for. If he decides to leave the Clippers
or Mark Jackson. No.
He's
not leaving the Clippers, number one. Number two,
yeah.
With Phil Jackson in New York, you want someone who is familiar with his system, right?
Yeah. But
So that's why you want Steve Kerr, number one. Number two, Phil is bringing in his people. Do you know why he's bringing in his people? So he could fucking coach through them. So he could mentor them the same way Riley is doing with Spoelstra. In that first year, Spoelstra was editing footage somewhere.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. Real talk.
That first year, he was a fuck-up. Riley was coaching him. And he's great today. It worked out well. Phil Jackson has forgotten more about basketball than any of us will know. I'm rolling with what he decides. And if he likes Steve Kerr, I fucking like him too.
Joe, I need to hear about All Love Lost coming up. I know it's coming out.
Talk about it.
I need to hear about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Play some music,
really,
Joey.
I really fuck with A Loose Quarter, man. No Love Lost came out. I fuck with the album, too, but A Loose Quarter is my shit, man. I got to admit it. As your latest self, I mean, the mood music, everything, man.
Move
I want to know about All Love Lost. Yeah.
I'm working diligently on All Love Lost. I'm taking more time than I've ever taken on any project that I've put out. And it will basically be Movies of Five. That's what it will be.
Woo! Talk about it!
It'll be synonymous with Movies of Five. It'll just have a different name.
Yeah.
And I won't put it out until it sounds that way.
Yo, niggas be sleeping on that halfway house, too, yo.
Yeah, and padded room. Niggas sleep on padded room heavy, too.
The halfway house was great. Like, if I could go back in a time capsule, I love that project. Not many people are familiar with it, but it was great.
That's my shit.
I'll be remiss not to ask you this, my nigga. I'm going to say right on this show, one of the illest songs in hip-hop history is Who Killed Hip-Hop. It's 15 minutes long where this man spins some fucking fire. Joey, I got to ask you, how long, my brother, did it take you to map that joint out, my dude?
Not long, though.
Who Killed Hip-Hop?
It probably took 20 minutes for each. It was three parts, 20 minutes apart. I know they put them all together as one, but it originally came out as three individual parts. and if they own for 20 minutes, it was very, very easy to write. I mean, shit, it wasn't, what thought went into it. It was just a bunch of real shit.
Yo, my nigga, that All of Me, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, All of Me with Imani, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that shit is, we fuck with that shit, Joey.
I listen, my fans know how I feel about the Moon Music series. I hold it to my heart.
Reality rap. I call that shit reality motherfucking rap.
A lot of niggas can't relate to that, or they try to talk down on Joey for that shit. It's crazy.
Nah,
Joey
be spitting that real, son.
No. When they talk down on me, they talk down on me for some other things. It's not because of fucking Move Music. I would like to think that Move Music actually, in this era, this last decade, like, helped to birth. Helped to actually birth a lot of the shit that we hear now.
Mm.
Yeah, like when I came in the game, niggas wasn't rapping about their fucking lives and no real shit, no introspective shit. The label didn't even want that shit.
Mm.
Yeah. You should say that shit in your rocks too.
I mean, that's just keeping it a buck. Like now, you know, the times are so different. I was an advocate at Def Jam of trying to be very new media savvy and trying to be forward thinking as far as where technology was going. I was probably one of the first people to start doing trailers for mixtapes, putting teasers out and just trying to, you know, have some innovative ways to promote your music without the backing of a label.
Mm.
I had no idea that the labels would eventually just, you know, stop backing you in certain areas and
artists
would have to do these things. I didn't know what was going there. I was just trying to be innovator and a trendsetter. The same thing I'm doing now with fucking getting on this stage and babbling dude.
Mm.
Like, I want to be the first person to do that. So when it actually starts happening, because it will start happening, niggas can say, okay, win or lose, he, you know, you have to respect the fact that he did it.
Open the doors for him.
Yeah.
Trendsetter.
Because I gain nothing here. Yeah. I gain the risk is much higher than the reward in this situation. So this is just a real nigga move.
Yeah. Real shit, it is real. Cassie, everybody turning their backs on battle rap and shit.
No, you got to respect it. I mean, any real nigga got to respect it anyway. I don't care about what the faggot niggas think.
Joe,
I mean,
percentage of industry rappers that you feel could last in battle rap or could make an appearance in it. What is the percentage do you feel?
Oh, that's tough. The percentage?
20.
I don't want to make the same mistake that I just accused everyone else of making.
These new niggas can't do it, Joey.
But that's not true, because when you talk about industry rappers, I'm not just thinking about the people that have gone to mainstream success. Like,
right.
I'm thinking about like the Razzcasses.
Mm.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Black Thoughts.
Woo!
I'm thinking about the Corrupts.
Mm.
Name some niggas that I think would get on that stage and start tearing niggas up. So, you know, I'm not thinking about, you know, the people that we hear on the radio today.
I think Joel Ortiz could do it, son. I think Yawa could get on there and do some Charlie Clip shit and be comical and just funny.
I think anybody in Slaughterhouse could do it. I think anybody in Slaughterhouse could do it.
Yo, people sleeping on Royce, man. They are sleeping on Royce.
Behind the scenes, I'm pushing for the entire group to do the shit at some point.
Oh, let's go.
But, I mean, we'll see how this one goes. I mean, but this all relies on me. See, that weight is on my shoulders.
If you win.
I don't have to win. I don't know.
Yeah, Joey, you got to win. It can't be no debatables, man. Come on, you're going to get it too, Joey. We got to be fair. You jumping into the lion's den, my G.
Are you saying it's turned out?
Let's discuss this. Let's
go.
Why do I have to win?
You have to win because you're stepping into it. Hold on, Joey. You battled before, but this is a different climate. You decided to step up to the plate. The baton, it's like this. You have to mush cannabis. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You fucked it up for everybody. So now it's your time, Joey.
I'm gonna wait till you finish before I.
No, go ahead. You good money.
Okay.
You just gotta win. You can't make it debatable. You have to win.
My point number one.
All right.
If it is debatable, I win. Because I'm the underdog.
Get him, Cash.
I'm the underdog in the. Let me finish.
All right.
I'm the underdog here for a reason.
Mm.
Right. Like. He's expected to win. I don't feel like the pressure is on me in this situation. Like, win, lose, or draw, nothing changes in my life. Like, I'm still going to put my albums out. I'm still going to do the Slaughter Album shit. Mm. My income is exactly the same. I'm still on TV, and all of my fans still fuck with me and know what I do.
I mean, that's true, Joey, but it's just sport, you know what
zero
I mean?
Changes for me. Everything changes for him, though.
Mm. That is true. I see what you're saying.
So
I see what you're saying, but we still want to win time that you're going to kill him.
Yeah, real time.
Well, listen. The amount of preparation that is involved, you know, I'm not sleeping on. And I'm not going to get into exactly, you know, my train of thought as far as that goes. But I'm planning to win.
There you go.
I'm planning to win. Let me just say that because I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. I'm planning to win. But, again, and this is just my mind state, this is not about me versus Hollow. That's not where the W comes from for me. Like that's not – I'm
it's
not
bigger
even,
than, it's bigger
I'm
than
probably not time. Even talking to him in most of my shit. Like, he's like a dot on a paper to me. I'm not telling him. I'm like – that don't even make sense, Joe versus Hollow. Like, what's the game there? Like, this is for the sport and the culture. So if I step on that stage and cannabis kind of tainted this shit, so number one, I have to perform well.
Yeah.
To perform well, there's a win. When you step in there and there's 4,000 people, because people keep talking about this is what Hollow does and this is not what Joe does. Hollow don't just perform in front of 4,000 people on a regular basis. I don't think he's ever done it in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same way as a nigga that performs for a living in small venues, getting on a summer jam stage and performing. Two different things, not the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious to see how he's going to perform in front of all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Chilla, though. I think it's going to come down to preference. Unfortunately, if I feel like a lot of people already have their mind made up. but I mean, which is why I don't like that it's fast becoming battle rappers versus mainstream rappers.
Mm.
Like that's why I don't like that, because this is not Joe Budden and Slaughterhouse and Eminem versus all of the fucking battle rappers.
Right.
Like that's just not what it is, and that's not what we are doing this for. So I mean, the people that have their minds made up, yeah. To each his own. I can't really try to waver how anybody feels, but you would just be depriving yourself of seeing some great shit. Because please believe, I'm getting up there with some shit to say.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. People keep talking about, oh, Hollow has everything to say about Joe. Joe don't have nothing to say about him. Huh? I don't have nothing to say about him. Why not? Why don't I have nothing to say about him? I got a million things to say about him. How do people know what I got to say? Like, you just haven't seen it. You haven't heard it. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yo, Joe. Yo, we appreciate you coming on, man. We really appreciate
it. This was great, man. This was great.
Yeah.
Dope shit. I'm not gonna unfollow you on 311 now that we've gotten this.
No, you got me blocked, Joey.
you got me
blocked on Twitter.
Wait, so, hey, Letterman, tweet me the nigga that I got blocked so I can
block him. I got you. I'll block my brother, man. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah,
I'll block my G.
You know what? I'm weird like that. I enjoy blocking people. I probably have at least 40,000 people blocked.
I still fuck with your music, man.
My nigga, man.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to All Love Lost, man. Real shit.
Word, son.
Yo, thank you guys, man. And listen, we should do a post battle show.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I would love to talk to you gentlemen after the battle takes place.
Joey, you welcome here, brother. You welcome here, man. Come on.
We're gonna keep this bitch in the archives so I can refer to it when I fucking
yes,
smash this fucking pie in you niggas' faces.
Joey, so fuck with you, my G.
Y'all have a good night.
You have a good night too,
salute,
brother.
What?
Salute.
Word, that's epic right there. I'm
epic
not gonna
interview.
Front. Yeah.
Epic interview, man.
Yes, sir.
In the words
salute,
of the immortal Jay-Z. And my interviews are hotter. Holla.
Talk about it.
Yo, can we get a shout out to
guys,
Joe Buddies, man?
We are the Elliot Wilson of Battle Rap Radio. We are the Elliot Wilson of this.
That was dope. That was dope.
I can't talk shit because they're going to kill me if I talk shit, man. Y'all got to talk before me, man.
I'll talk. I don't give a fuck, man.
I'm
niggas hate me anyway. I don't care.
I have no problem. No, wait. Real shit, salute to Joe, though, man, you know? And everything is going to be crazy. This battle. Man, but we got a battle of our own coming up here in a few minutes.
No! The show don't stop now.
It don't stop. It don't stop.
We
keep it moving.
We got a battle coming up. Man.
Word.
Harley Cliff versus Danny Myers.
Can I ask y'all a question, though? Does Joey have to make it debatable or he has to win? I think he has to win. I understand.
I feel debatable.
I'm going to tell you what, I was actually thinking, Three. Let me ask you a question, my dude. Like, we know this shit for a sport, right?
Right.
I guess because of the entertainment factor and all the new fans now, do you think the entertainment has taken over the sport yet? It's more entertainment than sport.
I think it is now.
Because that would be the only reason why I could see him say it has to be debatable, because that means it's entertainment, I'm thinking. I was going to ask him that. You know what I'm saying? Whereas in the sport-wise, you coming to win.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He said he has the winning mentality, but I think the debatable might come from that.
I think
a lot of people
are content
with debatables.
I think that's
do we like debatable battles, though? As fans, though, do we like that, though?
I think I just like two niggas going hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we do, though. Chillin' JC's debatable. We all enjoy that battle.
Yeah.
Definitely. But it has to be a good debatable.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You ain't lying. It got to be a dope debatable.
There's a lot of bad debatables out here. We're
talking about
round.
It. Oh, man. For real. That's real.
He's trying to get hype for this shit, man. Look, and they, imagine they all did come up. Man, listen, bro.
But
they,
you know what
they all out, did come out to battle? That would be crazy.
You know, Joey said that he's trying to get them, convince them to, yo, Norms, if you out there, you heard that, right? I know you listening. He said that he might get it popping off on our show, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Just saying.
Early.
You know what I'm saying? But, yo, that Crooked Eye Loaded Lux, though, I like to see that.
Crooked
Eye Loaded Lux, though.
Crooked Eye Loaded. I just want to see who Royce is going to match up against.
It has to be Ill Will, though, Cass, like you said. It has to be Detroit against Detroit, Yacktown. Detroit against Yacktown.
I'm listening to that fucking bar exam too when the show is over. Fuck that, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel you. I ain't going to lie, man. If they do it and it's successful, it's great for us. Because we've been complaining how many times we're not getting dope battles. I mean, I'm pretty sure all the battle rap community can attest to this, that it's just – to have Joey do that against Hollow, that's big for the culture and shit. And let me ask y'all a question, because I saw a lot of fans today saying that we're going to get new fans, and they're not feeling that. What you think about that? Because we're going to get a new fan base.
But it has to grow.
Right.
I was going to say, segment. It has to grow, you know what I'm saying? New fans. I mean, the way everyone looking at it, new fans generate more, means more money, could be more good battles. Who knows, man? Got to take a risk. That's what those about, taking risks and you want to do something. What do you think, Trey? Speak on it, brother.
I don't know, my dude. I don't know why.
You don't think it'd be good to have a new fan?
I think, all right, talk to me.
You know why I feel you already? Because the new fans ain't going to do the history on this shit anyway.
Exactly.
They're gonna come in and just start watching now. Not gonna know nothing about nothing, nobody about nobody, who's a legend.
It's just like hip hop. The new breed of cats now, they're not gonna go to history. Some of them don't. They're not gonna go back and listen to Run DMC and all that shit. They're not gonna do that.
Nope, you're right. So I can already see where you're going with this. I can.
But I'm not
mad
at you.
The perfect example was, look at Jay Mills versus Goods when that shit dropped. Look at how many people really fucked with that battle. That says a lot right there.
Yeah.
It says a lot. The old school battle said a whole lot right there, man. Way more people should have fucked with it. Not that many people did, man. So that was a historic battle right there from back when.
Yeah.
Shit, that's about a years later, and niggas didn't even watch it. So
damn,
you
didn't
right
watch
there,
it?
Man. Niggas didn't even watch that. I mean, I watched it, but a lot of niggas didn't watch that shit, bro. They was complaining about how much the shit cost and all that.
Damn.
All right, hold on one second. We got Danny Myers right here.
Yikavelli.
The
bar
died.
Right, what's good?
What's poppin', G?
I'm chilling, y'all. Shit, what's cracking?
You know,
you got some props today, man. Little extra pressure on you from Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah, man. Joe Budden's just, man.
That shit crazy, man. That Joe even knew who I was, man. I'm like so humble right now.
Shit, he came on our show, Danny Myers.
Yo,
he humble too, goddammit.
Like,
we feel you, Danny. He did the same thing. He show come on our show and show love, yo. We like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Joey a legend, man. So salute, Joe. You know, good looking, man.
Gotta turn up, Danny. Eyes are on you now.
Who's next on the menu, Danny?
Cortez. Cortez, Chilla Jones, Official, and A-Verb, and somebody else for Battle of L.A., which I can't name right now, but June 28th, I'll be battling one of y'all favorite punchliners.
Oh, really?
It ain't necessarily the nigga who y'all think it is, but he's a very notable puncher, so we will be punching each other to death.
Yo, Danny, you making a lot of fucking noise, man. I mean, you've been doing a lot. You've been battling for this past, I want to say, what, maybe year?
Yeah, yo, hold on.
What up?
Sorry, my bad. Clips. Yo. Clips is on the line. Yes, sir.
Charlie motherfucking Clips.
Yo.
What's good?
What's good, man? Let's do this 32 ball, man.
Oh, okay.
He wants to get into it. All right, who's going to set it off? Who wants to set it off? Danny, you want to go first?
Flip the coin, man.
Flip the coin, okay. Flip the coin.
I believe y'all have the landlord with the landlord, man.
Flip the virtual coin.
Uh-huh.
I said flip the virtual coin. Let Joe Budden flip the coin. Fuck it.
All right, I'm flipping the coin now. Fuck it. Who got a coin in the air?
What do you call it?
You got a head? I'm flipping around my house right now. Heads. It's on tails.
I got it.
It's on tails.
It's on tails?
Yep.
I said these proven ground niggas want this top tier crown, huh? Well, let them know that I already got it. New gun inside my closet, but I ain't got to test it because I already shot it. I work out for that bitch. Translation, that means she very brolic. I ain't got to put a beam on Danny because with all them freckles, his face already dotted. What it do, Myers? To beat me, you're going to need 4 Prez Mafias, 3 Tylons, and at least 2 Myers. My bar's nuts. To get a grip on my lines, you'll need a few pliers. I'm one burning building plus, fuck it, another burning building. That mean I'm 2 fire. That was scary. I ain't your average Michaels. This a new Myers. I said I ain't your... Hello? Y'all hear me?
We hear.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I ain't your average Michaels. This a new Myers, you little cheese. Raphael, Donatello, Styles P in the face ass nigga, and you got a young Jeezy dome. If I grip these 211s, your whole crib getting blue. That's young Jeezy homes. Shoot out my rear view, knock them off the windshield. They have the squeegee homes. For the green, I'll have red on top of black. That's the Yeezy phones. All I'm saying is, Danny, don't make me ask for my... All I'm saying is, Danny, don't make me ask for my bread, or you're going to have to spend a whole weekend at Bernie's to bring you back from the dead. I tell my shooter Ginobili and my Barkley voice, he start clapping the leg, that means his long nose going to put a hole in the back of your head. God damn. God Damn, these is bars. I'm with the game been missing. All I'm saying is you'll be losing Isaiah if I aim this piston. Let me find out you running with some crit niggas. I'ma bring that fifth in. I'll put the steel on the crab legs. That's Jameis Winston. Get it together. I'm the best now. Ain't a nigga can hurt me. This homeless sex. Pause that, but I be doing them dirty. I'm the new Donald Sterling. Yeah, nigga, you hurt me. I'm Donald Sterling because these Clippers will be reversing your jersey. Let's get it, Myers. What it do? Let's get it, Myers. What it do? You probably spit all nouns because you scared the adverbs. New gun, scratch the serial number off. Look like a cash word. I was Twitter beef and I'm at you niggas. I said I blast herbs. I get rid of DM so fast, you'll think my girl figured out my password. All I spit is 30 bars. That's all I needed to murder you. Took 2 bars off because for a PG nigga, I don't need 32.
Let's get it,
man. Yikes. Gunshot, come on.
Wow.
Oh.
Hold on, let me sip my water. Let me sip my fucking water.
Get your water, nigga. Yeah, let's get it, man.
I say, yo, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm on Danny Myers. Let's go.
All right, yo. I said, you've been in a ring with a lot of killers, but this nigga is much fiendish. Well, since you think you cool, kid, let me teach Chuck English. This is West versus the East. They want to know who flows hotter. A lot of tricks shot in Harlem. I learned that from the Globetrotters. Your whole proper. She wanted to suck me off, then fuck me raw. It was child's play what I did to Chucky's doll. I'm not from the Bay, but I drew down on a few clowns. Ironic, a nigga named Clips be only having 2 rounds. You ain't never did a day in jail. Talking about your bars is hard. That old sitcom, the only time I seen Charles in charge. It's forever beat. Violence on these Cali streets will never cease. But I'll catch you on a Harlem night and get your ass toe off like Bella Reese. You nice with it, but I'm a savage. Be more cautious. You the only nigga that's undefeated with 4 losses. What you saying, faggot? I'll attack you with Desert Storm sin tactics. The machine gun got a drum attached to it like it's on his way to band practice. You've been having quarrels with the king, so before he retires a Hall of Famer, y'all are finally see Charles with a ring. How this feel, Clips? You done ran into the wrong nigga to deal with. I'm from where gangbangers gotta get permission to sign or the field trips. Real shit. Niggas will beat your ass over some little shit. The way they suck you, we call them bootleggers the way they steal clips. You got the nerve to bullet. Is this what you wanted? If you think you can curve a bullet, you deserve a bullet. You getting served the fullest. News cameras filming 300 niggas at your door look like Persian footage. Listen, bitch. You getting rammed with bullets without camera footage. Your soul will defy gravity. You Sandra Bullock. Today is officially Charlie Clips' lost day. Every time you battle the killer, it just so happen to have an off day. But not me. Niggas already got me in their top 3. This German Luger to your skull is something you should not see. And I'ma throw out a little lesson to you whack rappers that's frontin'. When all your 4 bar setups are weak, that's not back-to-back punching. I'ma have to clap something. And you on the ground with this shit. Thank the Lord you all got another round of this shit. Yikes.
I'm still undefeated, man. hey, yo, somebody
God.
Put their all hand right. over Danny and let me hear the crowd, man.
Nah, I'm fucking around,
yo.
Yo, round two.
Yo,
round
I ain't gonna lie, man,
clip.
Yo.
Nah, fine.
Yo, you know what's
wow.
funny? Hey, Danny, let's talk about it, man. Everybody probably gonna be like, God damn, we need more. Well, it's a reason, you know what I'm saying, we only spit 32 bars, and, y'all hearing it first in here, man. Me and Danny
okay.
can really go in and do 3 rounds, man.
Oh,
you know what
definitely.
I mean? Really? Yeah, me and Danny going to go in and do 3 rounds, man.
We
finna
do
just
a
long
battle for the fans.
Word.
And I'm going to do it for free.
Oh. Right.
What?
Right.
Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for free. I'm going to do the battle for free.
Wow.
Right. That's some real shit.
Real shit. Word.
Hey, listen, man, listen, I'm not letting this shit die, man. I'm tired of people saying this shit dying, shit looking weak, and I you know what I mean? If somebody don't bring it back to the essence, you know what I'm saying, who going to do it? So we're about to take it back to the free days when niggas just want to lock in. So me and everybody
right.
will be free. You know what I'm saying? We will be free. We'll be bars on deck. No personals. That's my nigga. And even though, you know, and the good thing about it is, we don't know each other's history like that. So it only going to be nothing but bars. You know what I'm saying? Right. Man. Right. And this right. 32 is just a little preview. Like, niggas ain't even doing this no more. Niggas act like they scared to do this.
I want to hug the both y'all niggas right now, man. A real nigga talk like yo. I ain't even gonna front, man. This shit is
that
epic right here.
That motherfucker down with the Edu Fan movement, man.
Yeah, yo.
That's right, man. That's right,
I'll keep
man.
It in funky. You know what I'm saying?
I love this game too much, man, to see this shit even, like, you know what I'm saying? Even though
talk
I don't really got to get paid and shit, God bless, I make enough off this shit for me to do a free battle here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to fuck up my pay, so... You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I mean? Why not get back to the game? You know what I'm saying? And we going to lock in for free. You know what I'm saying? Me and Danny
right.
just going to discuss a few things. I'll probably, my league, my channel, I'll probably have, like, the first round and Danny channel, Danny league, you know what I'm saying, which is A-Hat. I'll probably have, like, the other two rounds to show both, you know, channel support and love and shit.
Dope.
For free, you know what I'm saying? So
that's dope,
you know
right
what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, so Charlie Clips TV,
yeah.
I'm trying to bring y'all a few things, man. Charlie Clips TV, I'm trying to really move with this. So look, shout out to Angry Fan, Timbo, Three Letter Man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I told y'all I got y'all my fault about the other day.
Nah,
man.
You
I'm
good money, man.
You good, bro.
But
good,
it's all
bro.
About
yo,
front,
salute,
you know what I'm
salute.
Saying?
Salute.
Nah,
thanks
Danny,
for coming
bro,
on,
yeah,
y'all,
listen.
Man, for real.
Yo, Danny, that shit where you said I was undefeated nigga with four losses. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to die laughing, but I couldn't cut you off. That shit had me cracking up. Nigga said four horses. You the only nigga undefeated with four losses. I'm like, yo.
Damn.
Nah,
can
man,
we get some more
balls
on freestyle or something? Can we get some more freestyle?
The only reason I won't do it because I would, but I just want to save so much for him because we're gonna lock in and we're gonna battle. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I hope everybody, you know what I'm saying, everybody come out to the joint when we do it. It's gonna be for the sport. It's just gonna be bars. You know what I'm saying? Very serious, no bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be very serious. So you know that's the only reason. If you know me, if it wasn't for that, I would. But
man,
I gotta save some of this fire for this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Yo, we appreciate y'all coming on the show fucking with us, man. Clips and Danny Myers, man. Yacovelli, man, for real, man.
Nah, no problem. Anytime, man. And, hey, Three Letter, man, get working on that new show we talked about, too, bro. You know I'm going to support that.
You already, man.
That
I appreciate
that,
you, Clips.
That hip-hop joint, that all hip-hop, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Saying?
Word.
Let's get it. All right, my niggas, y'all take care, B. Just holler at me.
All right, Danny Myers, Clips.
Hey, Danny, I'm going to call your phone, Danny.
Hey, yeah, hit me, bro.
Right,
salute to both of y'all brothers, man.
Salute both of y'all,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Real shit for the fans.
Wow, all right, yeah, for sure. Salute to y'all for even having us.
Well,
yeah,
what's up, man?
All right, my dude.
Wow. Son, we can't even talk about what was the best cipher on this show. We can't even talk about, well, what was the best. That right there was just some next shit. For real. That shit woke up Webster Hall, my
Jameis,
nigga.
Had a Jameis Winston line that
yeah.
happened yesterday.
Jesus Christ. That Jameis Winston. Not today, man. That shit got to talk about today.
That shit was
that
talking about today. Today, my
yes.
man. Yeah.
Yeah, son. Yeah,
man. Yo.
Where the people at, too?
Yo,
hey,
who
callers? Who won?
Yeah.
Yo, tell you,
right, let's get them in here.
Let's put some calls in real quick. You guys better answer, too. I ain't with that.
We got a half an hour, y'all. Let's get it.
Let's go. Let's do 347-879.
347-879.
You
on?
Y'all
more here? What up? Yo, what's good? Angry Fam over was popping.
What's cracking?
Yes, sir.
Yo, I got to get after Charlie, son. That show is hard, though, son. I got to get after Charlie, son.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can't even call it, son. Like, that's a debate.
Hey, real shit, this is the best battle in how long? Let's be honest about it. This is the best battle in how long? Come on. Let's be honest about it here.
Oh, shit.
Now, this is the best one rounder all year, though. I'll tell you that right now. So.
Wow.
On the phone, two balls, huh?
Word.
Yeah, that was crazy, yo. We a salute, man. We're going to get some more of these calls. We appreciate it, man. We got to get the input. All right. Yo, first off, I want to say one thing. Hold on. Salute to Mike D'Antoni for resigning as Lakers coach. I had to put that out. He's no longer the Lakers coach. I'm happy. I had to put that out.
There you go.
Real quick. Yo, we got crazy callers in. Let's go. Let's get 267-253. 267-253, you on? No, just listening? All right.
Try 215, Timbo, if you see it out there.
All right, got it. Yeah. Give me 1 second. Hold up. Yo, we got tons of callers on right now, man. 215?
Philly.
215, right here. 215-391. 215-391.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's good?
What up? It's your girl, Miss Lady J. What's up, y'all?
Lady J, what's poppin'?
I finally called in. I know I never said I was doing it, but I had to. Tonight was a wild night.
Talk
about it. I was bugging the fuck out. First, I gotta say shout out to y'all because y'all doing y'all thing. Everybody loves the radio show. I think Joe spoke some major shit earlier. I'm real happy that he said whatever he said. He made some valid points for all the people that their mind made up. And I think Danny won this little one-rounder.
Same word.
Clint said bars, but Danny was bugging the fuck out.
That's what it is. Lady J.
Danny winning that battle.
Yeah, Danny won. Danny was strong. He went to another world on that one. But Clint said bars, I'm excited to see this three-rounder. Like, I would love to see them go, you know, round for round. That would be hot.
Okay.
See, that was the best one rounder though, because one rounders bore me, but that one was nice.
Lady J, who you fuck with in battle rap? Who you like? You got a top five?
Don't have my whole timeline full of all this hate, yo. Don't do that.
Nah, give us your
don't
top five. Come on, give us your top five. You're a female. We want it from a female perspective. Who you rocking with?
Ah man, that's hard. I'm a definitely ill. Y'all was talking about Ill Will earlier about him being the greatest. He's definitely in my top five. I mean, you can't deny Ill Will. It doesn't matter if you like his flow or not. He's vicious. So definitely Ill Will. I got to throw Tay Rock in there. Of course, I'm a John John fan, so, yeah, he's in there. That is three. My other two, I'm going to go with Adi because I think that he's tied out of the PGs. That's my baby. So I'm going to put Adi in there. Five, I'm going to do Ty Law. I think Ty Law, he's really
about
to do
that Philly bias
like
now, is it though? That's not the Philly bias though? Philly.
No.
The Philly bias.
No.
Okay,
no,
I'm asking.
Now listen. I'm excited for this Rayman Ty Law battle. I'm really hyped about that. I think Rayman's going to win it because I heard the way they was talking the other day on the radio. I think he got some shit boiling. But I think Reed going to dodge John. I'm not biased at all. I mean, I love my city, but if you hot, you hot. If you're not, you're not. That's just it.
Okay.
I think Philly battle rappers got their own audience for it because unless you're from there, you don't really, I mean, it's hard. Not every Philly battle rapper can make it in battle rap because living in that city is like a snow globe. Like, you only battling the people that live with you. The whole culture itself is so diverse. You gotta
go
around it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Philly getting blackballed in a way it seemed like. I said it seemed like Philly be getting, like, niggas don't want to fuck with Philly.
I mean, they don't because of, I mean, it's the reason why they might not is because we die off very quickly. We got so many talented people. But they die off really quickly because of the culture. I mean, not everybody can adapt. We can get shark in Philly. You get out there in the real world, you're a goldfish. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's the way that the battle rappers rap, their etiquette of how they write shit, it just don't work all the time.
Okay.
I agree.
Lady J, thanks for having us up, though. We appreciate you, though.
No problem. Thanks for having me, y'all.
You already.
Absolutely. All right. Man. Twitter's going crazy. Yo, Cap.
Twitter's going crazy right now, right?
Yeah.
Cap, you calling me?
Whoa.
Nah.
Yo, we got 706-410.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. What's up, man? It's your boy, man. Black Bear Nails, man. What's good, man?
What's
Black
poppin',
Bear Nails, what's good,
Black
homie?
Bear.
What's poppin'?
Yo, Cat, what up, bro? What's poppin', man?
What's crackin'?
How you, man?
I'm goody, man. Just chillin', man. What's good?
Yeah, you enjoy the show?
Talk to us.
Man, yo, I'm a big Joe Budden fan, man. I love that shit. Love that shit. And that Danny versus Clips, that was a goodie, boy. That was a goodie.
What you got?
Ah, man. I might got to go with Clips, man.
You might go with Clips?
Yeah, man. But, yo, it was real close, though. It was real close. You know what I mean? But, yo, that fucking three rounds is going to be crazy. That's going to be wild,
yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be crazy. But, yo, shout out to Cat, my nigga. He's a funny nigga, man. He's a funny boy, man. Atlanta boy, we was up there, man, turning up, boy. He was floating.
Mm. Yeah,
he
was
floating, man.
He said it, bro.
Man,
shit,
yo,
man.
Already, man. But, yo, shout out to all y'all niggas, man. Tembo, Three Letter Man,
Absolutely.
Cap. Already, brother.
You already, man.
Appreciate it. My G.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yo, salute to everybody listening.
Atlanta, man. He's a cool-ass dude.
Yeah. Mm. All right, we
yeah,
got...
Yeah, fuck with him on Twitter and shit.
608-658.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
What's poppin'?
What's good, man?
I can't call it, man. CMR calling in, checking in, man. Shout out to Angry Band Movement. Y'all boys pulled one out the motherfucking hat today.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Man, yeah, no, I mean, this right here is classic shit, man. Like I said, this is just a testament to the grind that y'all go ahead and put together, man. So, you know, most definitely support to the group, you know what I'm saying, the group, the Facebook group, you know what I'm saying. That's where a lot of all this shit spawned at. So, you know, that's where a lot of shit pops off. So, most definitely. But,
yeah, shout out to the Facebook group, man. They go out in the group, man. That's how a lot of shit started and shit.
Word. Matter of fact, Timbo and D-Leatherman, are y'all in the group?
I don't fuck with Facebook, my G. I don't fuck with Facebook, man.
Nah,
I don't fuck with that. That shit is the devil to me, son. That shit is Illuminati. That shit is Illuminati to me.
Let's be real. Timbo would die in that Facebook group. I'm just going to say it. I've seen the pictures that some of the cats and people make. Yo, I'm dying already, man. I'm dying on the inside. Let's be real.
Yo, I be in the group. Yo, I'm not letting niggas go hard on you, D. Like, we got you.
Nah, it's cool.
It's all good.
Nah, but yeah, nah, the battle, crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really, it sets something up bigger, you know what I mean? Then they go ahead and drop the exclusive. Niggas are already working on the battle, you know what I'm saying, and doing it for the love of the culture. Like,
for the love? I mean, like, what do you think about that? We don't got to argue over who getting paid more or none of that shit.
None of that 40 grand, none of that, you know what I'm saying, none of that. I'm going to go ahead and agree to agree to something and then no show. Nah, nigga, this is for the love.
And I hope some of these other artists out there are actually listening, because that, I don't see why they can't do that either. One battle, it's like what they say, you know what I'm saying? Like, they done made so much fucking money. One battle ain't going to kill you niggas going to fucking park somewhere or something.
I don't think so either.
Nah, especially when it's about growth of the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's my main objective in this whole shit, is just the growth of the whole culture. You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is, man.
Word. Appreciate you, my dude.
Salute calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Word.
No doubt. Salute to y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing.
You already, man.
Already know. Yeah. Man. Joe Budden and Clips versus Danny Myers, man.
Yeah, that was love.
Free. Salute to Clips, man. Salute.
Yeah,
to Clips
is, that's why that dude is just, you know what I'm saying? He's just, I don't know, man. I told y'all, Clips Soul, man. He's a good dude. You can just tell he's a good dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So that came out of left field, too. Let's keep it real. Like,
everything come on left field on this show.
Yeah. On this show, you never know what to expect.
That's what I'm saying. Everything
goes
to left field.
It's like they already know what time it is.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that shit, man. Real shit I do.
Yep. Who was out there, Tim? Follow the people, man.
Got some more people.
And we taking calls to y'all too, man. What's good?
813-512.
What's happening? Shout out to
good.
What's happening, man? Blocker, man. Hey,
Blocker, what's poppin'?
Hey, I can tell the nigga Danny, man, he cook clips. Danny take every battle serious.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, ooh.
But the funny thing is I gave it the clips, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gave it the clips.
That nigga Danny was fast, and he just...
I gave it a close.
Yeah, my reaction was close, though, bro. Clips was going
off. It was
off,
real close, real close.
I was thinking that shit, too. Clips was kind of going off, man.
Clips.
He was kind of going off.
Yeah, I need to read you, too. Y'all
this
go ahead.
I got to rehear this shit.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, that nigga Daddy always beast mode, man, every time. Yeah.
Word.
That's the man in front of these bars. But, man, shout out to y'all niggas, man. Y'all doing a good job and shit, keeping that shit right. We down here in Tampa, Florida. We be all y'all boys, man.
Tampa was popping.
That's real. No, it's not.
You already.
So, man, we love y'all.
Appreciate
it. Appreciate
all right, it, bro. That's it up, man.
The grind don't stop. Starting, man. These niggas don't just be just starting.
Yeah, this has been a good 2 months. It's been an ill 2 months, yo. Can't find, man.
Yeah,
it's been an ill 2 months. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Who was on that, Tim?
Many more to come. Many more to come, man. You already know what we do. Let's go 336-671.
Yo, your boy Sincena in here. Yeah, I mean, salute to all y'all fellas, you know what I mean, for following the nigga. Yeah, I mean, but yo, I got something to say. Check this out. Angry Fan Movement Battle League. We in here. We just made it happen.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
All right, talk about it.
Angry Fan Movement Battle League. Hey, yo, that was one of the best one rounders I done heard in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Hey, yo, real nigga shit, son. Hey, yo, shout out to Timbo the God. You know what I mean?
Talk about it.
Heavy shit, man, hard. Hey, yo, three-letter man, keep pushing that PG shit, you know what I mean?
Word.
And my nigga Angry Fan, hey, yo, Angry Fan, son.
Talk about it.
Got it. Hey, yo, stop going to events, my nigga. Just stop.
Stop.
Why? Because, son, because I feel like since Angry Fan been meeting these battlers, like it been a little bit, you know what I mean? Like a little bit off. Like, son, I don't feel like you need to meet nobody.
Fuck these niggas.
Go hard, son. Get back on your shit. You know what
got you.
I follow your shit, man. Hard. You know what I mean? I fucks with y'all niggas. And good looking out on plugging a nigga in. You know what I mean? I ain't going
to
keep
man.
Y'all niggas too long.
Absolutely,
niggas
man.
Follow a nigga. I don't really do this Facebook shit, son, or this Twitter shit. But nigga, y'all niggas get in, and that's what it is. And we in NC. What's good, Angry Fan? What's popping?
Oh, early, holla at me, man. Let's get it.
Bye.
Salute, man.
All right, baby. Hey, yo.
You already.
Keep it real, man. Good looking out.
You already, man.
Salute.
All right,
Salute.
I'm back. Man, I ain't going to events no more. Fuck that.
Wow, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. Like, that's blasphemy.
What?
How you going to tell a nigga that's in the front of the culture on the front lines not to go to an event? That's just, I don't know, man.
Start talking that shit, man. Fuck them events.
Nah, but you still going to tell niggas they ain't lost, though. It ain't like you gonna tell niggas they not gonna lose. You still gonna say, nah, B, you caught a L. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's gonna change you at all. You still gonna be the same cast. I don't get that. And you still gonna be the nigga that's gonna be like, nah, son. You know, now other niggas out there will be holding hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Other guys.
Yo.
You know, whatever. Let me show you.
Yeah. I'm a read a couple of clips and lines.
My bad.
Hold on. I'm gonna read a couple of clips and lines really quick. This dude says, I will yell to my white boy Ginobili. That means use that long nose and put a hole in the back of his head.
Good Lord. I'm saying, Chris is sick, son.
This dude said, I'm like Donald Sterling because the Clipper will reverse his jersey.
Oh,
yeah, man.
He's top three, son. I don't care what nobody say. You cannot say Charlie Clips is not top three on your top five. All right, just top
that
five.
That battle was so fucking good, man. Yo.
I'm telling you.
Thank you, niggas, man. Real shit.
Off,
This best line right here. I'll put the steel on a crab's leg. That's Jameis Winston.
Winston.
I swear, I love this Angry Fan.
What's
Radio
up with the Angry Fan Movement battle rap show, league though? I'm smelling that though. He mentioned
we
that.
We just had the first battle.
Yeah, that's real. I had the first battle. That's real talk. We had the first year. That's real talk. We had a one rounder. This shit's up there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I mean, nigga,
be dope though.
It is what it is. We gonna break this show.
Yeah.
No matter of fact, what's up with that? What's up with the PSA? Talk about it.
Nah, that PSA radio is basically more hip-hop and sports-driven, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Just not. We got the battle rap over here. We got the hip-hop over there. So we all over the fucking place, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? I can't stress this anymore. Like, Joe Budden's, Charlie Clips, Danny Myers, I ain't going to front. I'm a fan of this shit. This is why it's Angry Fans Radio. So, you know, you can hear my voice. I'm happy as fuck. Like, I'm giddy like a regular fan. We don't front over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front and be like, damn, that shit ain't get me motherfucker hype. Yeah, it got me motherfucker hype. That Joe Budden's, Danny Myers, and Charlie Clips blessed the fucking show. Damn right. It's one of my favorite shows, episodes, period.
If they think when the show's over, we ain't going to hang up and call each other, they bugging.
Of course, man. Come on, B.
Yo, of course.
And that's, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is like, come on. It is what it is.
2 months?
Yeah.
Cash,
if somebody came to you and was like, yo, I want to offer you a fucking league, my nigga, what would you do?
A league?
Like Angry Fan Movement League, Battle League, my nigga, I'm dead ass.
I don't know, man. We talk. I don't
know.
Because you know why? I'm going to tell you why, my nigga. I'm going to tell you why. The way that shit look, niggas ain't even going hard, none of that crazy shit. That would be some shit that you got to think about. You don't know what these battles mentality
That's
is.
True.
Like,
that's true.
That's just real. Otherwise, it would just be another league, my nigga. It wouldn't be nothing different.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Mm.
You have to find your own artist, really, to brand this shit up and all that. That's what a league, the league just seems like. Are the leagues going at each other somewhat? Because did anybody see Organic's tweets?
Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah.
You can pull it up, Timbo? Pull those shits up, Timbo, if you can, while we can't talk about it.
Right,
go ahead, Cass, what are you saying about it, brother?
Go ahead.
What are you saying, Cass, about
Organic?
Organic's
tweet was deep. It was deep, you know what I mean? And he's basically saying about, you know, if you're a new league, do something different. Bring something new to the table. Don't just have smack URL cards basically everywhere around the U.S. or everywhere around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
What do y'all really think about that? Like,
but it's
and for the record, I want to say this. I see a lot of people saying, but King of the Dot gets smacked battle rappers.
That's what I was going to say.
King of the Dot, but here's the whole thing, though. King of the Dot had their own battles, bro. They had it. They had Jack Shit. They had Kid Twist. I'm going to say this before Pac, they was jumping off like that. Sketch Minutes and niggas jumped off. They have a lot of their own battles. That was no one knew who Sharone even was. If niggas go on YouTube, you can YouTube. One of the best battles out is Kid Twist versus Dumbfounded. There's so many KOTD battles out. Jack Shit versus Dirt back then. When it was before it was called World Domination and shit. I forgot what the fuck they was calling that shit at the present time and shit. But they did have their own battles and they used to go back and forth. That's back in Organic battle disaster, for God's sake. They actually battled before back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, people out there on Twitter, Facebook, wherever the fuck you are, can you tell Danny, and we're going to holler at him too anyway, we need Organic on this show ASAP. Like, hey, Organic, what's really good, my dude?
The whole
thing
was, Organic said he was down to come on the show. I wasn't in front about that. He said he needed to prep. He'll definitely come on the show.
That's one brother I want to talk to, son. That's one cat I really want to holler at, son. You know what I'm saying? He's a smart dude. I like some of the shit he be saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I look at his tweets and I'm like, all right, I see what Organic is going with.
But if you look at the way we move with our guests, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If you really think about that shit, like we have so many. Like we had Sarah Connor, which a lot of people fuck with right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, she's beyond the battle. We got Rain on Friday. Don't forget. You know what I'm saying? We've had Lush One. We've had Shaka, Shout the Shock, and the whole Pierce Price movement. He had a lot of people sleeping on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Passwords. We had Uncle Murder, the whole Biggie tribute.
What?
So we're really diverse with our guests.
Yeah.
What people don't understand, we're really diverse. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
What?
So we're killing this shit, man. We got the boot to the neck. Boot to the neck.
Right.
Man, fuck it.
Yeah. And we ain't letting up either, that's for sure.
Ill Will, you too, my nigga. We need you on the show. Ill Will, Shotgun, Suge, D, like,
Shotgun,
for real, Suge. Come on, my
we
dude.
We see
you,
Suge. I see you out there, Suge. We gonna get you on, my nigga. Like, I see your tweets and shit. We definitely fuck with Suge up here. We ain't
for real.
Shit.
Word. You know what I'm
saying? But you know what? Shout out to everybody. Cause there's a lot of people who really want to be on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like real shit.
And we welcome anybody up here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even
you niggas who out there, the battle rappers who are sensitive sometimes, I'm not going to say his name, who's very sensitive, we want you to come on the show. We want to holler at you, even if we got differences. I just want to talk mano a mano. We never be disrespectful. Once again, you never hear us trash people. We don't do it up here. You know what I'm saying? At all. You know what I'm saying? We don't call the cats out their names and all that other crazy shit. We just want to keep it real.
Exactly.
As a fan. You know, as
I'm
a fan.
I'm going to let y'all know we're going to have D-Magic on eventually. It's just going to be a special show. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be for Timbo, you know, just a Timbo show. I'm going to interview D-Magic. I'm playing.
You know what I'm saying? Miss Hustle.
You know how we do it, man.
Who else?
Miss Hustle.
We had, yo, we had Luke.
Shout out to Farrah's funeral. Even Farrah said she was down to come on. So a lot of people really said they was down.
Come on, Farrah. You come on the show. We need to holler at you too, mama. Real talk.
Yo, you fans too. We want to hear from you fans. Who you want on the hot seat too?
Yeah, who y'all want on here? You know what I'm saying?
Who y'all want?
For the most part, they got to see that, you know what I'm saying? Some laid back shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to keep it real to you battle rappers. I think some of them look at it like, we're not going to ask you no retarded questions and all that. We want to get to battle rap talk and a fan and what shit that we probably had instilled in us for a long time. Oh, we could talk to you now? Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. That's what I
you know what saying?
Be honest with some of the shit.
Yeah. You know, we get our shit off and ask some questions that me, Caps, Timbo talk all the time. And, if we had such and such, we want to ask that person. We bounce ideas off each other, so we already know where we want to go with it. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Cliff, Hitman Holler. I want to holler at Hitman Holler. Yes, you holler. I would love to holler at you, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Don't think anybody trying to take a shot at you, dog. It's not. No. We fucks with you, Hitman. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Hitman. He's in my top five. You know what I'm saying?
To the fans, man. We the fans. Come holler at
us. That's what it is,
too.
Man. We fans.
Loaded Lux. Loaded Lux, please. King.
I mean, look, that's how I really look at that situation right there. I mean, from the door, when Mook came on from the door and shit, you know what I'm saying, shouldn't no one really feel like they was too big to even do the situation. That's kind of how I look at that shit, you know what I'm saying? If a legend could come on and shit, there shouldn't be a wild, crazy issue and shit. We ain't been out long, but niggas should clearly see what we about by now. We ain't
battle rap.
Let me tell you something, son. So a couple of months ago, I'm not even going to say his name and put him out there. From Grind Time, right? He hit me on Facebook and was like, oh, you want some other shit? You just trying to get a name off of this dish and ballads for no reason. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, what name a blog where I did that shit? And he's like, no, I ain't going to find never even seen one of your blogs. Somebody told me that. Oh, they said, you battle rap niggas is crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's.
You know, I just had nothing to do but laugh, man. Nothing to do but I couldn't do nothing but laugh. And look at this nigga, we doing some over here, they crazy, bro.
But you already see what's come from this show. Verb versus Danny Myers is happening. Where did that start?
Started that should pop up right here, Angry Fans Radio. That should pop up right here.
Yeah. Clips of Danny Myers. You got a one round, 32 bars here. They're battling three rounds. That shit happened here.
And you know, I like our questions. I like the questions that we ask these cats. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing that the public should be like, okay, what are the kind of questions are these cats asking? And we don't – this no contrary to popular belief – we don't jock nobody. That never happened up here. We'll tell them straight up, yo, we felt you lost. Not in a malice way like we trying to play them. Nah, buddy, we just felt you lost that battle, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we told Verb that he lost to Charlie because he knows that. It's not how, it's the presentation. It's the presentation. It's not how you come. Big T, come on the show, Big T. I want to ask you this question, Big T. Has 50 Cent got to your head? I would love you to come on the show, Big T.
Yeah. You know what? You know what it is? It's Cap, Dre, and myself were fans, so we know what the fans want here. We're fans.
Exactly.
We know what questions to ask. We know what they want to hear, man. It's plain and simple. We make this shit happen, man. So
it's really tough. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. Salute to everybody listening, though, man. All the everybody tweeting about it. Everybody throwing that link out.
Wait a minute, hold on. This guy.
Shout out to everybody who wants us to fail, man. I really want to start doing
that,
man.
I mean that shit.
I mean that shit from the motherfucking bottom of my motherfucking heart. Shout out to all you niggas out there who don't believe in this angry fan shit.
Talk about it.
A nerd nigga sitting in front of a camera screaming some bullshit out, and now magically there's a radio station with fucking Timbo and Three Leatherman, two more outspoken battle rappers
right.
They own, man. Y'all niggas just keep watching. Y'all keep watching, see what happens.
In the immortal words of Jay-Z, Jigga Man, a.k.a. Hobito, and our interviews are hotter.
Mm-hmm. All you niggas who
yo,
have
yo, needless,
you want
yo, needless. Go ahead, Kev.
Nah, I would say all the niggas who hating on us three and shit, we gonna show them. Y'all keep hating on the show.
Needless,
I get
to
on
say,
no type of shine, man.
Oh, who else? You want Sue Surf? Kill Sue Surf. Holla at us, Surf. Come
surf,
on,
we gotta get
B.
You
we
on,
need to holla at you too, Sue Surf. You know what I'm saying? We fucks with you up here, Surf. Cap's got
a
lot of questions I'm pretty sure he want to ask you.
Yo, I think niggas think that I hate Surf. You know what I'm saying? That's not... You know what it is, my nigga? I know I be blunt and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't hate the nigga at all.
Right.
I'm just very... I look at it like it's a sport. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I asked you that question with the entertainment and shit. Is it more entertainment than a sport now?
Every time I look on Twitter, somebody's hitting Caps up or me attaching our names together like, yo, why y'all be hating on Surf, man? I'll be like, oh, come on.
Man, I be seeing what Dre be saying when he say he battle killers. I understand that. So I kind of see what niggas are looking at it true. You know what I mean?
It's debatables. It's the truth when you say, I ain't trying to talk for Caps, but the man just say that he got mad debatables. That's all. And it's the truth. He does.
Yeah, he does.
He has mad debatables.
Doesn't mean he's the worst battler. I've never said no shit like that. He's obviously top 10. We talking about him, or I would just be quiet on the topic. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't know, man.
Newborn. What about Newborn? Newborn, who want to holler at you too, Newborn?
Not Newborn's good money. He said,
Newborn. I know you out there. Holler at us.
A lot of niggas said, Shout out to all y'all who did say,
Prez Mafia.
Man. Yeah, I got him.
Usa. Legends. T-Rex, what's up, my dude? Come on. K-Shine, what's really good? We want to holler at you too, K-Shine.
Talk about it. I would love to holler at Shine.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I'm going to tell everybody both parts of this interview or both parts of today's show is going to be on tonight. The second we are off, I'm telling you, it's gonna be chopped and thrown up. Give it an hour or two so it can process and everything. But both parts, Joe and Clips vs. Myers, is gonna be on YouTube by early morning through the night. But it's gonna be up. Trust.
Talk about it.
You already know.
Mm.
Had to throw that out.
All right.
And yo, rain coming on Friday, right, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rain, man. I'll be watching the back. Caps had sent me a link one time. Her last episode she was doing. She be talking some real shit, yo.
Yes.
I can't fight.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to hollering at Rain, man.
Yeah, Rain was one of the first people, like, media-wise, who fucked with the Angry Fan movement. You know what I'm saying? She let me call the show up and shit.
Yeah.
So definitely got to show her love.
And also, you know,
this shit is real.
Also, you don't want to come on the show, they hollered at me, too. E-Hart and Shayna Ashley.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E-Hart, Shayna Ashley. You know what I'm saying?
I would love for Bonnie to come on the show.
Who?
Bonnie.
That's on the public.
That's on the public?
No, I'm just saying that because, you know, Bonnie, please. Maybe I need to holler at Math or see what it is. Or
I would love for Bonnie to come on the show.
Just me, too. I would.
We don't hate them. You feel
Jazz.
What I'm saying?
I really want Jazz the rapper to come on the show.
We gotta have Jazz.
P
People be acting like we be hate. I be like, yo, dog.
I don't know if that's gonna happen. I would love for that to happen. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Jazz,
holla
if you're listening
Jazz.
Out
hey,
there,
y'all holler at Jazz and tell her to come on the Angry Friends show, man.
Yeah, man. I mean,
everybody
gonna
Jazz up.
Yo, I said
yo,
40
yo,
gonna
gotta,
be Jazz. That shit.
Yo, yo, yo. Make sure you catch us on Friday. Got rain on Friday. Do not miss this 8 to 10. Angry Fans Radio at Top Battle Rap at AngryFan007 at Free Letterman. You guys already know the YouTube links, man. We're gonna put them out there. I am Simbo, fellas.
Yo, fuck with me, AngryFan007, man. Shout the whole Angry Fan movement. Epic show tonight.
Epic show tonight. You already know, man. Three Letter Man, aka Dre, aka Ray Nevers.
We out.